Hey, Peter. I was almost late. How are you, my friend? Hi, my llamas. Hi, Sue. Hi, Beefy. Sup, Sue? I'm so glad, Peter. Yes, I did. All right, good morning. Hello and welcome to the Dina Joe podcast. I am DJ Dina Joe, your friend, coming to you from colorful Colorado. If you got to see my video I posted of this morning's sunset, oh my gosh, it's beautiful. Thank you so much for joining the show today. Y'all are the best. If you're listening on the download, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:45 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, and I have the best people in the chat in the house. Hi, Bam Bam. Hi, Ellie. I hope you feel better, little one. Oh, that makes me sad. Man, that sucks when you have a little one who's sick and you can't make them feel better, and it's no fun. No fun. Now it's gonna start over, so I'm gonna turn that off. Today is Wednesday, March 1st. Today in Denver is currently 25. Feels like 18. But we're gonna get to a high of 40. It's cold. It's cold for me. I'm just always cold. But yeah, if you get a chance to go to the Dina Joe podcast Facebook page or Instagram, I posted the sunset. It made me chop it a little bit, so you didn't get to see it. But the most, man, it was just so pretty. Did you get to see it, Peter? Were you out there and got to see the Bronco colors out in the sky? Hi, Ryan. Good to see you. Oh, you're gonna be 68 today? Really? Man, that's not what it said on my thing. Well, gosh, let's see. I know there's a huge storm going. It said there's a large storm that will be spreading across the Midwest and Northeast today. So the meteorologists say they are, excuse me, warning that this storm is likely to bring heavy snow to Chicago, Milwaukee, moderate snow to Detroit, Boston, and enough snow for the roads to become slippery in New York City. So I know here they said that it was supposed to snow, but now they're saying no, I guess maybe Friday. But it's weird because all of our major storms here have been on a Wednesday. They always come on a Wednesday. Isn't that weird? Is that coincidental? I don't know. Let's see. I'm Kimberly for my friend Ryan. It is minus 11, feels like minus 14, and you might get to a high of zero today. Yay! Sunny and overcast. And Wellen, you guys are liking the sleet lately, man. You guys are having sleet again, it said. Minus one feels like minus seven. You might get to eight. And then they said you're gonna have sleet, cloudy, and then maybe the sun will come out around two if you're lucky. That's what they said. Yes, it's starting to warm up. Oh, it's starting to warm up. It's minus 11. It's starting to warm up. Oh gosh. And then let's see for BP. Yeah, BP, it says it's currently two and that you might get to a high of 17. So were you joking? Are you really gonna get to 68? Huh? Anyway, I don't know. It's just cold everywhere. Be careful. Take your jacket with you. Stay warm. Yes, it's starting to warm up. That's just so funny. All right. So the word that I have today for us today is supportive. I thought about this because, man, I went to a Starbucks yesterday, and I swear, women can be so catty and mean to one another. It's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. So the word of the day is supportive, providing encouragement or emotional help. What does it mean to be supportive, and why do so many women, why are they not supportive of one another? I don't know. Being supportive means to help a friend, let's say, move, to hype them up to your partner or friend for a new position, from helping them through an illness or losing a loved one. And why is it that women are the worst at that, it seems like? Not all, but a lot of them. For whatever reason, they look down at each other and they're not willing to help. When I was at this Starbucks, this is the third time I've been to this Starbucks, and there's this one little girl that's in there, and she's got purple hair, and she's just so nice and very friendly, which you don't see all the time, where all the other girls that are in there are not. They just are like, they've got this resting bitch face, if you know what that means, on. And this little girl's really friendly. And so the last couple of times, I don't know who, there must be a manager or something, again, who is a woman, is like scolding her in front of me. I'm right there. I can hear what you're doing and saying to this girl. I mean, wait until I'm not there, or don't, you know, take her aside and say it nicely and try to encourage her and help her, because everything she was just, out of all of the people in there, she was the nicest and most considerate to me and the customer. It just made me mad. And I don't understand. I mean, I think that us women, and I don't know, I mean, maybe that's why I'm gravitate towards, I have a lot of guy friends, because they tend not to have as much drama in their lives. IGXWBYBPY. Welcome. I don't know. It's just, we need to stop this, ladies. We need to be better, be nice, support one another, because we could be a force to reckon with if we all just supported one another and encouraged one another, and not thinking, oh, she's getting my position, or she's getting the guy I like, or whatever stupid thing you might have in your brain. Be nice, be kind, be supportive today, especially women. Boycott Starbucks. I don't like Dutch Brothers. And the only reason why I go to Starbucks is because somebody got a Starbucks card that had money on it. And so I'm using the money, or else I wouldn't go to Starbucks at all. But this one just really made me mad. It made me mad. So the quote of the day is, when we all help each other, everybody wins. And that is the truth. So be kind, be supportive, and try to help one another out. That's what it's all about. This world is a nasty place and we need more of it. Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts is pretty good. But I don't know what the heck. There's a Dunkin' Donuts down the street from Lewis's work, and I swear there is a line that goes out into the street. I don't know what they do, if they're giving stuff away, if it's super cheap or what. But this Dunkin' Donuts, I swear to you, always has a line going out into the street. It's popular. But I do like Dunkin' Donuts. They're pretty nice there too. But I just don't ever go because there's always a line. You can't get in there. All right. So with trending, of course, I'm going to have food and stuff. And man, I went to the store yesterday, and I am just shocked every single time that I go, the price of stuff. I'm going to talk about Tim Hortons in a minute. The price of stuff is just absolutely insane. Insane. It's like some of the things have just tripled in price. For instance, I was shocked because I needed to get some napkins, and I might just go back to the olden days and make these guys use cloth napkins and start washing them, because I don't know what's cheaper. Because these napkins, I swear, used to be at the most like $2.99, close to $3. And now they're $8. For napkins. I'm like, holy hell, what the heck is going on here? I don't get it. Is it ever going to get any better? Is it ever going to go back down? God, I hope so, because I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine having families and, you know, that you have to, you know, care for and stuff. It's a lot. So to all of you that are doing your best to take care of your families and go through all of that, bravo to you, because it is crazy. Get the Dollar General. Ooh, I didn't even think about that. That's a good idea. I ended up buying like the cheapest brand, which I think was $1.99 for 200. I ended up getting like three packages of that, and it equaled up to one package of the other ones. I'll put them downstairs. But I don't know. Crazy. The prices. I think eggs are they're not going down, but at least at this store, there wasn't any limit on them. If you wanted to get a whole bunch, you could. Well, there is a popular steel water bottle that is being recalled. It's called Bendel. I've never seen them before, like a Kendall, but a Bendel with a B. Food is way overpriced. You should see how much it is in BC with all the taxes. I can't even imagine, Ryan. It's just crazy. Everything you go to, it's just like, oh my gosh. And then I heard, I didn't read the whole story, so I don't know if it's true or not, because it was just a caption that like food stamps are going to take away food stamps for some people and stuff that need it. I think that's terrible. If they need it, if they need help, they should be able to get it. It's crazy. So anyway, back to these bottles, Bindle, Bindle bottles, LLC, have lead in them. So if you have one of those Bindle bottles, go to their website, and it has something to do, I guess, at the bottom of the bottle is a secret hiding place where you can hide stuff, and something in there has lead in it. And so they're recalling it. And if you go to their website, there's some type of a kit that you can get, to fix the problem. I don't know. I just wouldn't want to even drink out of it. The food I had today was only $12. Oh, on, you know what? And it might even be cheaper to do that for yourself, to go somewhere and have them make it for you instead of buying all this stuff to make it yourself. Yeah, because that's a lot of food too that you get at your place, BP. They give you a lot of food. And it looks yummy. So, if you have those Bindle bottles, go to the website and, you can get an at-home repair kit, to fix the problem. I don't know how, but yeah. All right. So, and lead is delicious. No, I would think, how could you fix that? I don't know how you would fix that. I just wouldn't want to drink out of it. But anyway, if you like, Wendy's chili, for those of you that are Wendy's Chili's fan, I am not one of them. I don't like it. I think they put bell peppers in it, and I think that's why. But it's coming in a can. So if you're a big Wendy's Chili fan and you like having it around, you should be able, I guess they said Kroger's stores have it on their shelves. I haven't looked, but if you like it, look for it. Get yourself some Wendy's chili in a can. No, thank you. And then here we go. The Tim Hortons. Now, I thought they were only in Canada, but if I remember, Mr. A said that they were in Cincinnati. So they're in little places closer to the border of Canada, I'm guessing. That's where Bam Bam sent me some maple syrup from them, and it is so good. Tim Hortons, it has a new cinnamon sugar oat milk cold brew as part of the returning cinnamon sugar oat milk lineup. So I guess oat milk? I've never had oat milk before. To me, it just sounds like it would be thick, like really thick. If you want to go and try, let's see if it says run its lineup edition. It just says 2023. So there's new cinnamon sugar oat milk cold brew. Then there's cinnamon sugar oat milk latte, and then cinnamon sugar oat milk iced latte. Freshly ground espresso with a blend of brown sugar and cinnamon flavors mixed with creamy oat milk over ice and topped with cinnamon powder. Cinnamon powder with a little insects in it. Ryan doesn't like Tim Hortons. It's gross. Their coffee and donuts all around, just gross. Do they have good apple fritters? I love me an apple fritter. But it has to have apples in it, not like just a bunch of dough. I hate that. It's just gross. So, we don't have the Tim Hortons. We have that Dutch, whatever. What is soups they call it? Dutch Brothers. But I've only been there a couple times, and I just get regular coffee because everything else just seems so sweet. Like it's like a sugary sweet. I don't know. It just seems really sweet. I can't handle sweet. It gives me a headache. I'm sweet enough as I am. Mm-hmm. As long as there's Mr. A. We were just talking about you. Were your ears ringing? As long as it doesn't, I know, no artificial vanilla. I know. Squeeze, squeeze. We know what that means. Yuck. Oh, man. Squeeze, squeeze. Mr. A. Hi, Annie J. Good to see you. Good morning. No, we were talking about Tim Hortons. And I thought it was you, Mr. A, that said they were in Cincinnati, too. And Mr. A, you, I don't know if you do those cold brew drinks? Because I know that you don't do regular. I was talking about that they have like a new cinnamon oat milk cold brew. So if you're into that, yeah, they have it just for you. That's what I was talking about. No, you didn't do anything. You were just talking about that they were, I thought that they were only in Canada, but you said that you guys have them closer to the border. So yeah, they have a new drink coming out. And then Ben and Jerry's, you don't do coffee? Oh, Ben and Jerry's has a new ice cream. Let me see if I can say it. Churro-ray, like for churros. So it's churros. Pieces of churros, which sounds absolutely, delicious to me. Let me see. Was vanilla ice cream. Churray for churros is what it's called. Churray for churros. Fried cinnamon sprinkled baked good and vanilla ice cream with crunchy cinnamon swirls. That sounds so good. We have this Mexican restaurant that we go to and I got churros, but I've never had churros that had like a creamy stuff in the middle of it. You know, they're usually just solid. Peter was with us when we went and had them, and they were so dang good. It's not like a lot of just a little teeny bit of cream and they're still crunchy. Oh my gosh. I have been dreaming about those things. They're so good. And so then I saw this dang ice cream and I'm like, oh man, that sounds delicious. Weren't they good, Peter? And that was the first, Peter had never had a churro before. Can you believe that? So we had a churro together. Yeah, churros are yummy. Yeah, they are good. You can actually too, I read this, if you're a big churro fan and if you have a big enough space in your freezer, I guess you can go to Costco because they sell them in the food court and you can order a box of churros from them and you can buy the box of churros and have them inside your freezer. Hi, dear Hunter. Welcome. Welcome, XDICDDWM. Good to have you. So if you're into that, check it out. I don't know if all Costco's do it. I'm guessing you have to go to the food court and buy them there or talk to somebody there about it. But I saw this next door and it kind of made me mad. Do you guys remember those little children's books, the little gold books? Is that what they were called? The little gold. Oh gosh, they had like they were just little gold. Is that what they were called? The little gold books. Yeah, the little gold books is what they're called. And they were always little wholesome little books, like the little pokey puppy, good night little bear, the owl and the pussycat, three little kittens. Now they've lost their marbles, I swear. So now what they're doing, hi Rottweiler, thank you for coming in. Instead of all of those wholesome things, now they're having, the latest one that's coming out is Taylor Swift. All about Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift's children book as the goal is one of the best sellers. It's 2 months before it even goes on sale. She said that she was coming out with it and everybody's pre-ordering it. And it says, starting the Swifties off young, a new kids book about Taylor Swift have topped the best-selling charts on Amazon more than 2 months before its release date. Taylor Swift's A Little Golden Book Biography is the latest release from the Little Golden Books series, which introduce kids to famous entertainers. That's their new thing, is famous entertainers or historical figures throughout its colorful books. I don't know. I just remember them being, you know, like I said, the little pokey puppy and the little train that could and all these other things. And now all it is about, I think there's other things, there's other it's so young to just be like, oh, look at her. And that starts these kids like idolizing these figures that, I don't know, maybe shouldn't really be idolized. You know what I mean? I don't know. I guess my kids are older and I don't have to worry about that, but it just concerns me the way that our society is nowadays and how girls are, and they just want this little book. Now you're going to read your child, your 2 or 3 year old, a little golden book about Taylor Swift. I don't know. I think that there's other people out there that are better to look up to. I mean, I don't know if she didn't kill anybody, but still, you know what I mean? I don't know. Yeah, it's just, I know they're only people, you know, and she does probably do great things, but when I'm just saying, it's just so young. It's just so, hi, Lion, welcome. It just could be, I don't know. I like the good old books, and I guess I'm just an old person, as people would say. I don't know. It's just, and I keep saying, I don't know, because I'm just shaking my head. I read that and I was just like, what happened to all these old, simple, wholesome, you know, the top morals? Moving on. If you want to buy Taylor Swift's book, go ahead and be with everybody else and go to Amazon and order it before it comes on sale. So there you go. I even have one my mom sent me of when I was a child, when she used to read it to me. It's all battered up and stuff. Hi, Shonda. Good to see you. I wonder if it's worth anything. The old times will be like, oh, in the olden days when we used to read the little golden books, this is what we used to read. Now we read about so-and-so. Yeah, whatever. Just like this, for instance. There are 313 new words in the dictionary. 313 of them. Here are just a couple of them. Talking about Taylor Swift. I think she kind of made this word popular. Petfluencer. Someone who attracts a following by posting content of their pet. Petfluencer. Some of these. Okay. The next one, dead ass. In the meaning means seriously or extremely. So not like a dumbass, but dead ass. I don't even know where they get that. I mean, it doesn't even say, but the meaning means seriously or extremely. Hellscape, which describes some place that is hopeless or irredeemable. Hellscape. Oh my gosh. Unbelievable. And trauma dumping is which is to share intense traumatic information or emotions with others unsolicited. So I guess if you're just going and dropping a bunch of trauma on people and they didn't ask you. But then nowadays people ask you how you're doing and they really don't really give a crap if what you're doing. They don't even listen to you. So trauma dumping, don't do that. Digital nomad. Who's a digital nomad here? A person who works remotely while traveling for leisure, especially when having no fixed or permanent address. That's a digital nomad. I don't think you are one, Shonda. Are you? Are you considered? Yeah. Okay. I was just thinking about that. Are you, do you, I didn't know if you had a permanent, well, it says it might not have a permanent address, but a digital nomad. That's Miss Shonda. You can click on her too. She has websites that are very informational about traveling and stuff like that. So a digital nomad. Yeah, you're right. You're the first person actually that I remember learning about what a nomad is. So yeah, perfect. And then the other word that I have is nearly. It's called nearly wed. Nearly wed. A person who lives with another in a life partnership, sometimes engaged with no planned wedding date, sometimes with no intention to even get married. All right, so that's nearly, wed. Why do we need these words? I mean, some of them I just don't like. This one, anti-fat. Why do we need that word? Anti-fat. That means opposed, hostile, or adverse to fatness in fat people. Just because we have mean people doesn't mean we need to make a word for it. I just don't get it. Yeah. Crazy. I don't get it. And then I'm looking for this list. Let's see. Here we go. I wanted to get into so that would be gross. Yeah, probably, right? Because they've never been married. Yeah. Or me. Excuse me. I'm going to get right into not the music, but a little music history this day and on this day in music history before we get into music, since I have some time. And we are going to start. It's just everything. This morning when I went in and saw that Rottweiler was live, it actually showed that I was live too. And I was like, what in the world is going on? Because I'm not live, so I don't know. So this thing is not working. I'm trying to bring it up to see what is going on here. But this music history on this day in music history would be March 1st. Let's see if it gives me the information that I want. Wow. All right. We're going to start way over in the year 1969 with Jim Morrison and The Doors. I'll play a little music too. There we go. Thanks for your patience, guys. That didn't work out very smoothly. So on this day, 1969, Jim Morrison of The Doors was charged with lewd and lavish behavior after a show showing his penis to the audience. During that show in Miami, he was found guilty and sentenced to 8 months hard labor. I don't know what that means. It doesn't say. But Morrison died in Paris while the sentence was on appeal. So that happened on this day, 1969. Lewd behavior. It doesn't say what hard labor. I wonder what hard labor consists of in that day, 1969. All right. And then in 1973, on this day in music history, these guys, Pink Floyd, released their 8th studio album, The Dark Side of the Moon, in the U.S. It remained in the U.S. charts for 741 discontinuous weeks from 1973 to 1988, longer than any other album in history. After moving to the Billboard Top Pop Catalog chart, the album notched up a further 759 weeks and had reached a total of over 1,500 weeks on the combined charts by May of 2006. With an estimated 45 million copies sold, it is Pink Floyd's most commercially successful album and one of the best-selling albums worldwide. So that's Pink Floyd on this day in 1973. That's Lewis's favorite band, Pink Floyd. I think I have to be in the mood to listen to Pink Floyd. So yeah, but that's his favorite. All right. I love these guys. I haven't heard them in forever. This happened this day in 1974. And it is Chris Dilford placed an advertisement in the shopping window saying, "Lyricist seeking musician for co-writing." Glenn Tilbrook answered the ad, and the pair, everything is going crazy, paired up, and it was Squeeze. It had hits from Cool for the Cats, Up the Junction, Tempted, Labeled with Love, and this one, Pulling Muscles from His Shell. I love this song. Everybody wants a hand. Look behind. By the way, in music coming up, it's going to be some of my favorite songs. So that is Squeeze, Chris Dilbert, 1974.
Pulling muscles from the shell.
Pulling muscles from the shell. All right. And next we have the Eagles in the year 1975. They went number one in the U.S. singles chart with Best of My Love, this song. The first of five U.S. number ones for the band. The song was included on their 1974 album, On the Border, and was released as the third single from the album. According to Don Henley, the lyrics were written while in a booth in Dan Tana's restaurant close to the Troubadour in West Hollywood. Eagles. I love them. They totally remind me of California.
We tried to talk it over, but the words come out to me.
Yes, bam, bam, let me get it.
You were trying to give me the best of your love. Beautiful faces, loud empty places. Look at the way that we
I'll get that on Bam Bam for sure. All right. So that is the Eagles, 1975. And then moving on to 1986, we have Mr. Mister. They started a 2-week run with this song at number one on the U.S. charts with Kyrie, the group's second U.S. number one and number 11 hit in the U.K. as the group album Welcome to the Real World went to number one on the U.S. albums chart. I like this song too. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Bam Bam. Just when they start singing and then I turn it off. So that's Mr. Mister with Kyrie in 1986. I'm going to bring it right up right now since it's here, Bam Bam. This is for you. Bob Dylan, Hurricane.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night.
Hi, Mike. Good to see you, my friend.
She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, did kill them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane.
You're very welcome.
For something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. Three bodies lying near this petty sea. And another man named Bello moving around mysteriously. I didn't do what he says, and he throws up his hands. I was only robbing the register. I hope you understand. I saw him leave, and he says that it stops. One of us had better call up the cops. There's old Penny calls the cops. And they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing in a hot New Jersey night. town. Reuben Carter and a couple of friends are driving around. Number one contender for the middleweight crown. Had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down. When a cop put him over to the side of the road.
Dazed and confused.
In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black,
he's a storyteller for sure. Thank you, Sue.
Two men running out with a black getaway. Jumped into a white car without the state plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, told him he could identify the guilty man. The wounded man looks up to his worst dying eyes. See, why'd you bring him in here for? He ain't the guy. Here's the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. But in a prison cell, but one time, he's gonna be the champion of the world.
And that is Bob Dylan with Hurricane. That's for you, Bam Bam. We should play the whole thing. All right, we're going to go back to, now we're going to go to the year 1990 with Ms. Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson played the first night in on this day of her 120-day Rhythm Nation tour at Miami area in Florida. As part of the show, Jackson had a live panther on stage, but after concerns were raised over the safety of the crowd in several incidents in where the panther was urinating all over the stage, Jackson had to axe the cat from the show in the summer of the leg of the tour. So if you were lucky enough to see the Black Panther on this day in 1990 at one of Janet Jackson's concerts, you were lucky because a urinating panther. Oh. Hi, Asha! Welcome! I don't know about that. That is Rhythm Nation by Janet Jackson. 1990. You're an urinating panther. All right. We're going to move on to a couple more this day in music history, and then I'll get into my music list. In 1994, this band, Nirvana, played their final ever concert when they appeared at the Terminal Inns in Munich, Germany. The 3,000 capacity venue was a small airport hangar. The power went off during the show, so they played an impromptu acoustic set, including a version of The Cars' My Best Friend's Girls. Best Friend Girl. But this is Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana. That happened in 1994. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Bam Bam. Thank you, Shonda. Appreciate you. All right. That's Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana. So next, in 1995, Bruce Springsteen, this was a pretty sad Oh, no, it's not on here. Gosh darn it. Well, Bruce Springsteen, Streets of Philadelphia. Darn, I wanted to play that song. It won 3 Grammys for the Song of the Year, Best Male Vocal Performance, and Best Rock Song. The track was featured in the film Philadelphia, good movie, in 1993, an early mainstream film dealing with HIV and AIDS, which starred Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington. That was really a good movie. So that was in 1995. And then, where is Miss Kelly Clarkson? She was in 2009. Let's see, that's on here. All right. She went number one in the UK singles chart with My Life Would Suck Without You. US singer Clarkson won American Idol in 2000 and became the only American Idol contestant to have topped the UK charts. Huh. Yeah, I wouldn't think, but they like her. That was in 2009. Now, in 2000, I'm just going to cut her off. In 2016, and we'll end with this one, Ginger Baker, 76-year-old Ginger Baker, who was of Cream, posted on his blog that he had to cancel all of his scheduled shows for the year and was going into immediate retirement. The former drummer of Cream and Blind Faith revealed that his doctor had diagnosed him with a serious heart problems, causing him to announce all forthcoming shows. So, how sad. In 2016, that happened. That's got it. High, salty, kind of suck when you're doing something that you love and then you can no longer can do it anymore. So that is Cream. Ginger Baker. All right, we're going to get right into, I should have the list of the songs that I like. Hi, Dee. Welcome, WPPDUAXQ. I'm packing and I have a ton of CDs. I'm going through, I'm just writing them down. And a lot of these, I have the CDs and these are just songs off of the CDs that I like. So I'll tell you a little bit about the song, of course, and we're going to go from there. So the first one on my list today is Sugar Sugar by Baby Bash. Hopefully you guys have heard some of these. And if you haven't, maybe it'll be new and you'll like it. Sugar Sugar is a song by American rapper Baby Bash featuring Frankie J. The song was written by both singers and was released on July 21st, 2003 as the second and final single from Baby Bash's third studio album. It is Baby Bash's highest charting song on the US Billboard Hot 100, reaching number 7, and it appeared on several international rankings, including the New Zealand Singles Chart, where it peaked at number 1. It has received sales certifications in Australia, Germany, New Zealand, and in the United States. Sugar Sugar was sampled by Robin Schulz's song Sugar, which I'm actually going to play on Friday, in 2015. So here he is, Baby Bash, starting us off with Sugar Sugar.
So tight, so fly, you got me lifted.
You got me lifted.
Got me lifted, shifted higher than the ceiling.
Ooh, it's the ultimate feeling.
You got me lifted, feeling so gifted. Sugar, how'd you get so fly? Hey, crazy lady.
You got me lifted, feeling so gifted. Sugar, how you get so fly?
Sugar, how you get so fly?
Lifting, shifting higher than the ceiling. Gooey, it's the ultimate feeling. Got me lifted, feeling so gifted. Sugar, how you get so fly?
All right, that's Baby Bash starting us off with Sugar Sugar off the album Les Smokin' Nephew in 2003. We're going to move right on to the next song on my list of favorites, and it's Sex on Fire by Kings of Leon. If you haven't heard of Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire is the first single released from American rock band Kings of Leon's fourth studio album, Only by the Night. The song was written about lead singer Caleb's then-girlfriend, now-wife, model Lily Aldridge. She was a Victoria's Secret model. It has also gained significant popularity in the United States, reaching number one on the Hot Modern Rock Tracks chart and number 56 on the Billboard Hot 100, making it the band's second highest charting song there on the former chart. In 2008, the song earned the band their first Grammy nomination and won the award of the Best Rock Vocal Performance by a duo or group. I've seen them twice. The first time I saw them was in this little at the Boulder Theater in Boulder, Colorado, in 2008. And this is where I met my first Canadian friend. And I wish I can get in touch with her. We lost contact. She was a photographer. Her name is Nadia. And we got to hang out together and she took a bunch of pictures and she was just the coolest chick. And it was just, I was meant to have a bunch of Canadian friends. It was fun. So here's Kings of Leon with Sex on Fire.
Don't make me stop. I'm the watcher. Watcher of the commotion. I can't play. Have me by talking. Talking. Yeah. Your sex is on fire. Breaking the tape. Hey, but I'm driving. I'm driving. Soft lips are open.
Billy D. Good to see you, my friend. Sex is on fire. Oh, you missed Sugar Sugar. That was my first song. I still have some left. That is the second song on my list, and that is Sex on Fire by Kings of Leon off the album Only by the Night in 2008. All right, we're going to move on to the third song on my list, and it is Bombay. Bombay is a song by British pop rock band Bastille. It is the fourth single from their debut studio album, Blood Bud. Bombay became the band's breakthrough hit. It was also successful worldwide, reaching the top 10 in 15 countries, including the United States, where it peaked at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100, becoming Bastille's most successful single to date until Happier came along. So here's Bastille with Bombay. Thank you, BP. Monday is going to be my 100th show by myself, so I hope you all guys can make it. My 100th solo show. Thank you, Mr. A.
To show. And the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills from the darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?
Thank you, Shonda.
How am I gonna be an optimist about this? How am I gonna be an optimist about this?
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Dee.
Still all of our voices in our pearls in the dark shadows around us, and the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?
That is Bastille with Bombay off the album Bad Blood in 2013. All right, we're going to move on to the number 4 song on my list today. And it is Shiver. Shiver is a song by British rock band Coldplay. Shiver was one of the first songs Chris Martin wrote for Coldplay. When the song came out, Martin told the press it was inspired by Torn's singer Natalie Imbruglia, although he later said that this was only meant humorously, adding that Shiver was actually about one of his real life ex-girlfriends. America was introduced to Coldplay in 2000 with the album Yellow and the single Yellow from their album Parachutes. I'm sorry, the single Yellow from the album's Parachute. But in their native UK, Shiver was the lead single and their first substantial hit, climbing to number 35. So here is Coldplay with Shiver. And I got to see them at Red Rocks and it started snowing and it was cold, but absolutely amazing.
Thank you. So I look in your direction, but you pay me no attention, do you?
Well, it could be.
Don't listen to me, cause you say you see straight through me, don't you? But I'm in love from the moment I wake to the moment I sleep. I'll be there by your side, just you try and stop me. I'll be waiting in the light just to see if you can. Oh no, did you want me to change? Well, I've changed for good, and I want you to know that you're always gonna wait. I wanted to say, don't you say no. I need you, but you never even see me, do you? Is this my final chance of getting the moment I
That is Shiver by Coldplay off the album Parachutes in 2000. Shiver. All right, Billy D. I got your song. Let's see. I don't know. Maybe I have heard it. I have to hear it first, but it's Trick Daddy with Suga.
Six cans, you only gave me five.
Man, you only gave me 50 cents, man.
I gave you 60 cents, and I ain't even trying to get my candy. I can't stay all day.
Listen here, Trick love the kids, but you got to pay for this sugar.
Oh, yes, I have. I'm singing to Billy D.
She's gonna give me some.
That's CeeLo Green right there, Yan.
So incredible and so delicious. so damn edible. All I need is some honey and syrup with a little butter to rub down all your curves. And no need for the lemonade, just to put the lime in some break Kool-Aid. Can I call you caramel? Cause I'm about to go cool and taste your cocoa pop. One bowl out of Philly.
That is Trick Daddy with Sugar. Give me some featured CeeLo and Little Kim, a little sugar. All right, Billy D, that was just for you. Now I'm going to go see if I can figure out where. Okay, I did Shiver by Coldplay. Next on my list is going to be Beck with E-Pro. E-Pro is the opening track on Beck's 2005 album, Giro. It was released, it's the lead single from the album on 2005. The song was Beck's second number one on the modern rock chart and his first in 11 years. Beck used the rhythm track of the Beastie Boys' So What You Gonna Want as a sample in E-Pro. Beck suffered a spinal injury during the shooting of the video while harnessed inside a moving wheel. His injuries forced him to limit his touring for a number of years before making a recovery. So here is Beck with E-Pro. Hey, Pac-Man. Welcome. So that is Beck with E-Pro off the album Giro in 2005. Okay, this next one is Chocolate. Chocolate is a song by UK alternative rock band Snow Patrol. It was released as their third single from their third studio album, Final Straw. The music of the track was written by all four members of the band, while the lyrics are by lead vocalist Gary Lightbrody. This single version is slightly different from the album version. The most notable alteration is the drums dropping out in the Glockenspiel interlude between the first chorus and the second verse on the second version. Okay, peaked at number 25 on the UK charts and number 40 on the US. I don't care. I love them. Here they are. Chocolate by Snow Patrol. This one's a little slower. I bet. I'm so glad to hear that.
This could be the very moment I'm aware of all life. All these places feel like the name I've never chosen, I can make my first steps as a child of 25. This is the strong, final strong.
just because I'm sorry, cause I'm
aww. 3 months today. Aww. They grow so fast. I can't believe mine's 31, 32, and then going to be 30, another one 30 this year. It's amazing. So that is Chocolate by Snow Patrol, if you've never heard of them, off the album Final Straw in 2003. This next band, if somebody's heard of them, I'm going to be shocked. I love these guys. I took Lewis when we first started dating to go see them at a very small place. The song is Red Eyes and Tears. The group is Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, or BRMC. Is an American rock band from San Francisco, California. BRMC is the debut studio album by Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, released at Virgin Records on April 3rd, 2001. The band's first two records, BRMC and Take Them On Your Own, were indebted to classic hard rock influenced by Led Zeppelin and also encompassed slower-paced psychedelic rock. So here they are, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, Red Eyes to Tears. Full of attitude already. Aww, cute.
Red eyes and tears, no more for you, my love, I fear. Red eyes and tears, no more for you, my love, I fear. No more fear, no more fear, I'm in love.
Oh, see, Tuttles, how would I know? Of everybody, I knew you would know. I love them. Welcome, Agbo Daniel.
These are my reasons that you can never feel, never feel, never feel, never feel, I'm in love.
They are really good. They're worth a listen. That is BRMC, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, with Red Eyes to Tears. And that's the one you need to listen to. That album is just awesome. My neighbor, I lent it to him and he wouldn't give it back. I'm like, you got to give it back before you move. So yeah, I had to get my CD back. All right, the next band or in the next song is Rollover DJ, and it's by Jet. Jet was an Australian rock band formed in Melbourne, Victoria. The group sold 6.5 million albums worldwide, releasing three studio albums, 2003's Get Born, 2006's Shine On, and 2009's Chakra Rock. The band dissolved in 2012, but they reformed in 2016 for a run of shows and then split up again in 2019. In 2004, Jet received nominations for the annual Radio Music Awards, including Artist of the Year, Rock Radio, Artist of the Year, Rock Alternative Radio, Song of the Year, Rock Radio, or for Cold Hard Bitch. Still in the U.S., Jet received 32 annual American Music Award nominations as the favorite artist alternative music, as well as three nominations for 2004 MTV Video Music Awards. So here they are, Jet with Rollover DJ.
Supersonic beats mixing up my kids. So dance, little DJ, come on. What's your name? I wanna move, but it don't feel right. Cause you've been playing other people's songs all night. So tell me what you're trying to say. What's your name?
Dina!
Hey! DJ, you're spinning away. I'm a rhythm. Hey, who cares what you say? Say whatever you say, cause I'm a rhythm.
Hey, roll away with DJ. You're around. And they also play this Tabas song, Short Skirt and Long Jacket. Thank you, Billy D. Thank you, BP. Thank you, Luna Lena. That is Jet with Roll Over DJ off the album Get Born in 2006. All right, we're going to move on to a little Southside by Moby. Southside is a song written and recorded by American electronic musician Moby. Initially recorded with No Doubt frontwoman Gwen Stefani, production problems forced Moby to leave Stefani's vocals off the mix of the song included on the album. Stefani's vocals were then restored for the song's single release. The drums are a sample from What's Up Front That Counts by The Counts. This is Moby's only single to chart on the Billboard Hot 100. In Canada, the song reached number 3 on the Canadian singles chart. So here is Moby. This one is featuring Gwen Stefani with Southside. You love cake? The song by Jet.
I see myself in the pouring hall.
Art, no. Yeah.
I see the light come over, no. I see myself in the pouring rain.
Is that what you're talking about, Tuttles? Oh, Cake does it. I had the wrong band. Thank you. I was thinking the wrong one. I like that song too. Thanks for helping me correct me. I had the wrong band, totally. I like that song.
Love and darkness at my side.
Oh, that's me too. Short skirt with long legs and a long jacket. That's Moby featuring Gwen Stefani with Southside. Now, this was the song that I was referring to that I thought Judd sung, and it was wrong. I was wrong, wrong, wrong. It's Cake. Short skirt and a long jacket. After this King Supers ad, let's see.
You're tuned into the Tabas Show. to listen to this song and tell me your honest opinion of what you think about it while you're listening.
Damn, this is good. Who is this? Whoever you said, I like it.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond.
Nice.
I want a girl who knows what's best.
Like his voice.
With shoes that
voice sounds fresh, right?
Eyes that burn.
You're the right lead singer, you'd be hot.
Cigarettes. I want a girl with the right allocations, who's fast and thorough and sharp as a tack. She's playing with her jewelry, she's putting up her hair, she's touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
Yeah, but that is. Well, you guys. Oh, there you go.
I don't think you'll get to the top of the props.
Not bad. I like this stuff.
The video is showing them having a bunch of different people listen to this song.
Girl who gets up early. That's excellent. Nobody gets up early.
I want a girl with uninterrupted prosperity who uses a machete
to cut red tape.
I've heard it a million times all the way back to all of the old records, which were much better when they first came out back in the 1940s.
As a psychologist, I'm not saying that it has therapeutic value.
That's too funny. All right, so that is Cake with short skirt and a long jacket. All right, let's see what BP has to say. That's funny. Let's see. Citizen. Oh, okay. Oh, I like this one too. So I'm going to play it. We're going totally off course today, but that is okay. Citizen Kane. Let's see if there is any ads. Oh no, it's going to come right up. Better Days. This is a good song. Get us in over this hump day.
My toes are busted. My kitchen says my bread is molded.
I got a good job
at the dollar store.
1 foot in the hole, 1 foot getting deeper with a broken mirror and a blown out speaker.
And I ain't got much stuff to lose. I'm faded, fat busted, been jaded, I've been dusted. Now I know that I've seen better days. 1 foot in the hole, 1 foot in the maple, bring the table down and pulling out the speaker. I ain't got much to lose.
I've seen better days.
I've seen better days.
When the bomb drops out.
I've seen better days.
I've seen better days.
And the bomb drops out.
Now my cup's filled up with 5 drunk
wine. I find myself here all the time.
Another whip in the glass, another drink in my tube.
Wayne, I'm on the state of
mind. Another food I tried to put the blame on. And now I'm stepping on all the cracks, so I guess there ain't no use.
Cause I've seen better days.
I've been star of many plays.
I've seen better days.
And the bottom drops out.
And that was for you, BP. I've seen better days. By Citizen Kane. The bottom drops out. Now I can't get it to stop. There we go. All right. We're going to move back. Let me see what time it is. All right. I'm going to see what songs I can get in here. I want to play. We're going to move to number 13. Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood. Now I just got to find it on this side. All right. The Neighborhood is the California-based alternative rock band that formed in 2011. Let's see. I think Sweater Weather might have been the best song we'd ever written, Rutherford added, but I didn't think that it was going to be the best song we had ever write. It was kind of like getting a platinum record, like a little tap on the butt saying, good job, keep going. So here is The Neighborhood with Sweater Weather.
All I am is a man.
Hi, Brian. Welcome.
But I stand in California with my toes in the sand.
Bye, Peter. Singing a little bit.
Touch my neck and I'll touch yours. You and those little high-waisted shorts. Oh, when I think about what love to me. Cause it's too cold for you here and now, so let me hold your hands in the holes of my sweater.
All right, I have a couple more, so I'm going to cut this one off. This is Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood off the album I Love You in 2013. Oh, dear Lord. All right, so the next song is Broken, and it's by Lovely the Band, and it's Lovely the Band, but it's all squished together, one word. Aaron and I actually met these guys and got to hear like an acoustic version of their concert when they first came out. And they are super nice and awesome. So that's my history of what I'm going to tell you about the song. So here is Lovely the Band with Broken. Thank you, Billy D.
I like that you're broken, broken like me. Maybe that makes me a fool. I like that you're lonely, lonely like me. I could be lonely with you. I'll let you leave me at a party. So just fun babies, broken and loved. By the bathroom, we said let's talk. But my confidence is wearing off. Well, these are my reasons, these are my friends. She grabbed my face and that's when she said, I like that you're broken, broken like me. Maybe that makes
you cool. Welcome, D-I-K-S, 6, up to B-B-K, 5, Z-T. That is Lovely the Band with Broken off the album Finding It Hard to Smile in 2013. I like that song. All right, the next one. I love these next two songs. And it's Butterfly by Crazy Town, American rock band Crazy Town. It's based on the sample of Pretty Little Ditty from the Red Hot Chili Peppers 1989 album Mother's Milk. So the band members Anthony Kiedis Flea, Chad Smith, and John are credited as the writers, as some of the writers. Butterfly peaked at number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 for two non-consecutive weeks. Outside the United States, the song topped the charts in seven countries. So here is Crazy Town with Butterfly. Ooh, love this song.
Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Sexy, sexy, pretty little thing.
She got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is passing, I'm asking, could this be real? Cause I can't sleep, I can't hold still. The only thing I really know is she got sex appeal. I can feel, too much is never enough. You always there to lift me up when these times get rough. I was lost, never found, ever since you've been around. You're the woman that I'm with,
yeah. So
I'm putting it down.
Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. I don't deserve you, in essence, some kind of hidden message to show me life is precious, I guess it's true. But to tell the truth, I really never knew till I met you. See, I was lost and confused, twisted and used up. Knew a better life existed, but thought that I missed my life. Shy, wild, I was living like a wild child. Wrapped on a short leash, paroled in police files. Say, yo, what's happening now? I see the sun breaking down into dark clouds. And a vision of you, standing out in the crowd. So, come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
Oh, sugar wasn't a lot of songs today. That is Butterfly by Crazy Town, the album The Gift of the Game in 1999. Ooh, get down. With your long legs and your short skirt and your long jacket. All right, the last song I have is going to be Starry Eyes Surprise. Starry Eyes Surprise is a song by English rock producer Oakenfold, featuring vocals from Shifty Shell Shock of the band we just played, Crazy Town. The song was released on August 19th, 2002, as the second single from Oakenfold's debut album, Punkaka, reaching number 6 in the United Kingdom. It also reached number 50 in Italy and in the United States. The sample, Hey DJ, is the party track from The Party by Craze. Here is Hey DJ on Paul Oakenfold's Starry Eyes Surprise.
Hey DJ,
that's me.
With my friends, counting the night away, it's like the party never ends. Then again, we don't want it to stop, cause tonight's the night. It goes sweatbox, laser beam, flashing lights, wild cards, and for all dressed in stars and stripes. Hectic electric, ladies of the evening, drinking booze and mingling. Lashing to the music, I could do anything. Freaky deaky stars, speckles, and pink butterflies. Love is nice, so nice. I walk into a club and I found paradise. I'm seeing stars, I can't believe my eyes. I'm seeing stars, oh my. Starry eyes, surprise. Sunday on the sunrise. Dance all night. We gonna dance all night. Dance all night to this DJ. I should have danced all night to this DJ. Oh my, starry eyes surprise. Sunday on the sunrise. Dance all night. We gonna dance all night. Dance all night to this DJ. I should have danced all night to this DJ. Dance all night to this DJ. I should have danced all night to this DJ.
Now the record is
on the dance replays.
Thank you, VP.
This way, and it feels so good, so good. I'm on top of the world, the coolest kid in the neighborhood. So let me be a star for one night, that's right. Sweatbox, laser beam, flashing lights. You got to feel the rush, feel the spice of life. Thug life, shifty rolls of dice. They got surprise eyes in, mesmerizing. The lines are sick ones, cause what we are is victims of fun. Come on, come on, the fun has just begun. Come on, the fun has just begun. No, starry eyes, surprise. Sun down the sunrise. Dance all night. We're gonna dance all night.
dance all night to this DJ. Oh, ah, sorry, I'm surprised. Dance all night. We're gonna dance all night with this DJ. This one right here. That is Paul Oakenfold featuring Shifty Shell Shock with Starry Eyes Surprise. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bam Bam. All right. I hope you guys liked my list of songs that I like. I'm running a little. Oh, no, I'm on time. I've even got some extra ones in there. Thanks for sending those to me, Bam Bam and BP. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. We'll be back here on Friday with some more up dance tunes, I guess, of all of them. But I'll have some more of my hits as I'm packing these CDs up. I'm writing them down so we can go over them. I like all kinds of different music. So I'm going to leave you guys. And I'm so glad. I can't believe you know BRMC. Bam Bam. That's awesome. Here is how I always leave you. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your world, don't let the world change your smile. Don't let the world change your smile. But I don't know. I'm not even saying this right today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Good grief. I hope you guys have a good day. Allie, I hope you start feeling better and that nobody else gets sick in the Tuttle's household. Oh my gosh. Have a great rest of your day, you guys. And I will see you definitely around Podbean. One, two, three, four. Bye. Thank you, Lunalina. You too, and your amazing little 3-month-old. BP, have fun. Drink some coffee and eat some cookies, candy. You're welcome. Have a good day, guys. See you later.